Mo de tema lema divya ra divya tama divya mishaimim ubedine shemayim lo mechayev. Would anyone think that there's no aveira? You go over to a guy and you say, here is $50, go testify falsely. Right? And you obviously thought he's going to do it, or else you wouldn't have paid your money for it. So you say, no, since divya ra divya tama divya shemayim, so you're not chayev lo tisidei shemayim. I mean, there's no aveira. Comes Yom Kippur, you don't have to clap out straight for that. It's not shy to say such a thing.
No, there right now. There's just last week when I hired the person.
Right, so when you.
So what
they're basically saying, and this was I think the Chazon Ish says this, is that our sugya is talking about, it's not talking about Avera B'dei Shemayim. That's what the Ksais says at the Feirish. That it's exciting. The yikama mina grama ika shenifter mitashlumim fina b'din shemayim. In other words, it's pater b'din shemayim. V'ido anesh v'adai islay afida b'garim negarim. Who push it? Right. The last lines are exciting. So there are many things that there are averes in shemayim, and it's not called chay b'din shemayim. And he's not arguing with Rashi. So everyone agrees that when we say chay b'din shemayim, we're not talking about averis. We're talking about money. So what's a machlekes rishayim between Rashi and the Mi'ri? Because there is supposedly a machlekes. The question is, what type of money chiyuv is it? According to the Mi'ri, it's a really fascinating thing. According to the Mi'ri, in Shemayim, you mamish owe the money. Which is a very strange thing. Bezen shomata paskin, you don't owe the money. But when you go to Bez and Shomayda, they say you do owe the money. Said, what do you mean? But Bez and Shomata told me I don't owe the money. Yeah, well, those are in Bez and Shomata. But Bez and Shomayda have a different court system. We have a different court, and we paskin differently. And we paskin you owe the money. And if you don't return the money, you're a gazlin, because it's his money. And your mom is a gazlin. Even though Bez and Shomata say you don't have to return the money. So according to the Mi'ri, Pshat is, and they say this in other places too, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shemayim, the laws in Shemayim don't always correspond to the laws in Bnei Adam. Some people say that there's different laws, but you mamish 100% owe the money in Shemayim. According to Rashi, there's no two sets of laws. There's no two books. Obviously, if you don't owe the money in Bez and Shomata, you don't owe the money in Bez and Shomata, but you ashtiko owe the money. You're ashtiko ganav. It's not like stam in Avera that you did in Avera. It's not like you spoke Lashon Hara. A Lashon Hara, there's no money. You sort of owe the money. There's a quasi chi of money. Right? Now, there's according to Rashi, if in Bez and Shomata you're potter, then you're potter in Bez and Shomata. What does it mean? Chayiv lo tisidei shemayim. There's a quasi chiyuv mamon. According to the Mi'ri, in Bez and Shomata there's a total chiyuv mamon. But they both agree that we're talking about chiyuv mamon. I don't know, there's nothing done doing this, sugya. The Torah, Bez and Shomata,
don't
be passed. Bez and Shomata have a different set of laws. According to the Mi'ri, that Bez and Shomata is a very interesting thing. Bez and Shomata judge you, Lacher Meva Eskim, you're judged differently than you're judged in Bez and Shomata. You went to Bez and Shomata, and they let you, they passed an innocent. You go to Bez and Shomata, they'll pass an guilty.
Really, one Torah
is not.
Yeah, that's because it was right.
I steal the money and focus it against Kavanah's money, and I'm focused the money, and I don't go Bezdin. Nobody knows. So now when I get over here, I'm a Goslin, but I may have asked him, I'm not going to be a Goslin.
I don't know. Maybe, yeah. Okay. I don't know. You're going the other way. Mistama, you're a Goslin because you went against Bezdin Shomata. That's also a Goslin. But anyway, that's a Pshachlokis. I don't really want to get into this so much. I just thought it was just basic. You say this. If I want to go into it, the chayra. Okay, I'll go into it just for fun. If there's a machlokes, Okay, let's leave it out. We'll see if we have more time to get into it. I wanted to do something else, and it could be the two sugyas tied together. There's a very, very interesting, when you go through the Gemara, it's really, I thought it was fascinating. The Gemara says, Kaifef Kamoso Shel Chaveiro is Pater Bidei Adam V'Chai Bidei Neshamayim. What's the case? The Gemara says, Matane Beruach Sheina Mitzuya. Right? That's the Gemara. Top of the Nunvav Amid Aleph. Matane Beruach Sheina Mitzuya. Chaya Bidei, Pater Bidei Adam V'Chai Bidei Shamayim. Why are you Chaya Bidei Shamayim? So the Rabbeinu Yerucham says, why you chai b'day shemayim? Di boy re'ed asuke adayte. You should have been asuke adayte. So you're chai b'day shemayim. Even though it's a ruach she'ena mitzuya, but you're supposed to be asuke adayte. Why you pater b'day adam? So there's a miri that says that even though it's pavle asuke adayte, but you're still pater b'day adam. You can, because it's fourth, it's not eish. Eish is only ruach mitzuya. The Gzeres HaKosov of Eish was only written by Ruach Mitzuyah. Ruach Jaina Mitzuyah is not Eish. So even though Havle Lasuke Adayte, you get a Chiyah B'day Shamayim and not B'day Adam. Taifas says almost the exact same thing on the bottom Taifas. Taifas says when you cover it, there are two cases. One case is that you bent the thing to make it, to cause it to burn. The other case is you covered it, you made a Tumid. So Taifas says, why are you Chayiv? In other words, you did it, point to this shot is, you should have been asuke adayte. You should have realized it's going to make a typhus divimasu kisui. That, the bottom, next to last typhus. You went ahead and you covered it. You were mechavein to help the guy. Right? You weren't trying to hurt him. You were trying to help him. Fire's coming. Oh, you know, you're going to cover it up. It'll stop the fire from spreading. So you're trying to help the guy. But you're chai, you're pater b'day adam, but you're chai b'day shemayim. Why are you chai b'day shemayim? Iboyde l'asuke adayte. So what Taifas is saying is when it's iboyde l'asuke adayte, you're pater b'day adam and chai b'day shemayim. Even though iboyde l'asuke adayte means you didn't intend it. You intended for good, but iboyde l'asuke adayte. So really Rabbi Yeruchim, and except there are just two cases. There's two cases of Eish. One case of Eish when you bend it to cause the Ruach Sheina Mitzuya. The other case of Eish is you cover it to make the Tamid. In both cases, according to Rabbeinu Yeruchim and according to Taisus, the reason why you're Chai B'day Shamayim is because he pointed out Suge Adayte. Very simple. The fascinating thing is that why are you pater b'day adam? So they say because I felt pikein, you're pater. Rashi comes along and says, beruach she'ena mitzuya, demidi delo saga daitehi. Rashi says, why are you pater b'day adam? Because lo saga daita. So Rashi is beferish opposite of Rabbeinu Yeruchim, which in Rabbeinu Yeruchim is really the same as Taisus, right? In other words, Rabbeinu Yeruchim says that you have one case, that when you bend the wheat, you're chayev pater b'day adam and chayev b'day shamayim. The Rabbeinu Yeruchim is explaining why you are chayev b'day shamayim, and he said because havle asuke adayte. And Rashi is explaining why you're pater b'day adam, and he says because lo salka daite. Right? You can't be both.
You have different standards. Yeah, different standards.
And then there's the same mitzias, Pasha.
What is the mice the guy did think it's going to happen? That's why you're pater b'day adam, and you're chayv d'shamay, because you should have been asking.
No, the lo salka daite
he. He didn't realize. Meaning Lamaisa, he didn't realize.
The midi sounds like it's not that you didn't. The midi means it's a thing that you don't. Midi doesn't mean that you didn't. Midi is that this is a thing that you don't think about. That's what the word midi.
Didn't think about it.
No. Midi delo saga daita means It's a thing that people don't think about. That's what the word midi means. So midi, wait. I got to go. I'm sorry. You people scream at me later. All right. Rashi, midi means, so it's, I'm pretty sure, it's an exact opposite. Rashi said this is a midi de lo saga daite. And the Rabbeinu Yerucham says it's a, you're havei la suga daite. You can't say havei la suga daite if it's a midi de lo saga daite. That's a head-on collision. So we can't
say midi de lo saga daite and midi shemayim is a different court.
Or something's a 20% chance.
I don't know that thing. He doesn't. I don't know.
20% chance.
He just says we're talking about the chi. It's a midi. It's a thing, delo saga daita. It's a thing. It's a thing that you don't think about. Okay, I don't know. I don't know. Okay, so why? So according to Rashi, if Rashi says it's a midi delo saga daita, so we're back with the question. Rabbeinu Yerucham has a question. Why are you chai b'dei shamayim? So, according to Rashi, has a tremendous kashi. Rashi can't say Rabbeinu Yerucham's answer. So, what's the answer? So I think the answer is that there's a Rashi Ha'arif. There's a very, very interesting Rashi Ha'arif, which he says something very, very strange. And he sticks in, it's not in our Rashi. Usually, 99% Rashi Ha'arif is always exactly Rashi. Here, there's a Rashi Ha'arif who throws in something which is not in Rashi, and it's against the Beferish HaTaisis. He says, the top Rashi Ha'arif, HaKoyves Komoso Chaver Etzal Adreka, Kidei Shetavir Bo'esh.
That isn't right? Rashi.
It's in our Rashi?
Where? Hamad Beis.
Oh, okay, I didn't see it. So then you're even making me out better. Okay, you know, you're right. Thank you.
The number of years, it says the same thing.
So, what does that mean, that G'day? I didn't see that. You know what? I didn't see that. So, that means G'day means that he's doing it for that purpose. So, why does... Now, in the Rabbeinu Yerucham, you didn't do that for that purpose. How do I know you didn't do it for that purpose? Because there's the boy that has to get a daite. Iboine Rasuga Yadaite doesn't mean that you were asking a daite. It's Iboine Rasuga Yadaite. Titus says Beferish down here that your das was to help the guy.
Right?
Titus says Beferish, what were you thinking when you did what you did? Titus says, what were you thinking? You were out to help the guy. Rashi says you're out to hurt the guy. So it sounds like that there's another Nachlaikas. There's Rashi. But you're right, I didn't see it. Rashi goes ahead and says, you know why you're chai? Rashi makes an ukimta, that the case of Kaifes Kamosa Shechaveiro is that you did it to hurt the guy. Rabbeinu Yerucham and Taisus Beferish, at least by the covering of the Tumah in Pashas, it's the same, says Beferish, you could have been, you did it to help the guy. You did it for the guy, you weren't out to hurt him. So that means, so it comes out, it's very good. Rashi, according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, why is he chai b'dei shamayim? Because he boy that asuke adaite. So even if you didn't have any bad intention, you're a tremendous posheya. A posheya is chai b'dei shamayim. According to Rashi, you're potter b'dei adam. Why are you potter b'dei adam? Because this is something that you didn't think of. So then you're not posheya. If you're not posheya, so then why are you chai b'dei shamayim? Rashi has to say a new chiyah b'dei shamayim because you have rishis. Even though you think it won't happen.
If you read it that way.
I thought it probably won't happen. In the case of the Gemara, excuse me. In the case of the Gemara, where the Gemara says that you're a soicher the edim, and you want to kind of, but divrei rav divrei talmid, and Tosfos says also. That if you tell the Edim, you're potter because you can say Savar Shlo Yishmano. So why did you ask the Edim to do it? And why did you shell out money if you thought they weren't going to listen to you? Because you thought it's a possibility. And you thought they very likely won't, but maybe they will, and I'm taking my gamble. So that's what it means. So
according to you, that's true in Rashi also.
According to Rashi, I'm under the impression it's probably not going to happen. These things don't usually happen. Ruach Shana Mitzliya doesn't happen. But I hate you, and I bent the wheat, because today, I got a Kedei Shetai Boeish. So according to Rashi, if you go ahead and do something to cause the person Hezek, even though you think it's not going to happen, you're Chayiv. Now, that's an interesting shayla. I'm jumping, but I'm going to... Ruach Mitzuya came Yivichai Bidei Adam. But where a Ruach She'ena Mitzuya came. And according to Rashi, Ruach She'ena Mitzuya is a person, it doesn't have to even think it's going to happen. A person's allowed to think, Ruach She'ena Mitzuya, Ruach doesn't usually happen. Nonetheless, but if you do it, it depends. If you did it for that purpose, so then you're chayiv anyway. So here we have a very interesting shayla, which is what you're asking. If I do something which I think probably won't cause hazard, but I'm doing it maliciously, just in case, right? Because the odds are 90% chance this will not cause hazard. But who knows, maybe I'll be lucky. And I hate you, so I'm hoping that will cause hazard. So are you chayiv lotzei sidei shamayim? So what's the halacha? So who knows what little biki is? It's a machlokes between who and who? Between Tisus and the Shach, right? It was in the Maamar Mekaymis. Tisus brings Tisus and the Shach, and Rashi here is obviously like the Shach. Tisus says in Tisus Divrei Amaskel Lachavre. Tisus says Vidavka in the middle. Elachavre. Tisus says it says that if you're Seicher Chavre, then you're Chayiv Lotzei Sidei Shamayim. Says Tisus, Davka Seicher, Avo Omar Pater Bidene Shamayim, Sover Shal Yishmalo. Now, so what's the case? I go over to the guy and I say, I want you to be Mayan A the Sheker. The guy, he meant it. He's not just playing games. But, come on, I know you're not going to listen to me. You know, I want you to do it, you know, but you're not going to listen. Came along the guy and he listened. So Tisus says that your Pater Bidinei Shemayim, which we explained, obviously means it's a tain on you, but you're not Chayiv any Chiyav Maminis because Sover Shelo Yishmalo. Comes along the Shach, and the Shach says that's not true. The Shach says that if I tell you to testify falsely, even though I think you won't listen, I am Chayiv Bidinei Shemayim. That's what the Shach says. Shach says, I would assuming it's Sover Shlo Yishmalo. Taita says it's Sover Shlo Yishmalo. I don't think the Shach is arguing with the Mitzias Sover Yishmalo because it's Divrei Rav, Divrei HaTalmud. So it's Sover Shlo Yishmalo. But the Shach says, Shach brings a raya that you're chayiv. The Shach goes ahead and proves that you're chayiv. It brings a raya from Kedusha. Now, the Tzitzit says he has no raya, whatever, you know, that's against all the complications. But the Maisa, the Shach says, you are chayiv. The Shach goes ahead and slugs up. Tavis brings a raya that you're potter, and the Shach says there's no raya. It's very interesting, I think, on everyone's, how everyone's deicha, but I have no time for that. But the Maisa,
but it's a
Beferish of Tisus. What do you want from my life? It's Tisus. Tisus says that you go over to the person and you tell him, testify A the Sheker, your Pater Midine Shemayim. Even though you told him, because Sover Shlo Yishmalo. And it's a Beferish of the Gemara. Because the Gemara says that when you're Soicher, when you're Chai Bide Shemayim, the reason why the Brisa had to write it is because you would have a Havamina that you could say divrei rav divrei atalmid, and therefore you don't also be part of b'nei shamayim. So you see in the Gemara clearly that even though you obviously are hoping that the guy would do it, you're going over to him, you're telling him to do it in Typhus's case. In the Gemara's case, you're not only telling him to do it, you're actually giving the guy money to do it. And yet the Gemara says beferish that you'd be putter. Right? So there is a possibility that a person can have malicious intent and he's putter. But the question is, in the Gemara is in the Gemara is a hami, the maskana is not like that. But Tavis is saying that the maskana remains by Omer. The Shach says that the maskana doesn't remain by Omer. So Rashi, Pashtus, if you're reading with Rashi with the Rashi on the Rif, and which I was to write this Rashi too, has to be like the Shach. Because if we're saying like this, let's go through the cheshbon. Rashi says lo asik adaita. Therefore, if we're saying that because Rashi said lo asik adaita, Rashi had to explain why you chayev. So Rashi had to make an ukimta that he had malicious intent. Taisus says beferish has no malicious intent. Taisus says beferish on the Taisus kisoy. But Rashi makes an ukimta that he had malicious intent. So we're assuming, because Rashi's holding that when you have malicious intent, even when it's loasik adaita, you're chayev. So Rashi is committed to argue. So it really comes out that there are three machlokesim here, which I know I keep on losing the cheshbon, but I think there are three machlokesim that are totally zabizet. The first machlokes is Rashi and Rabbeinu Yeruchim is Ruach Sheinu Mesuyah Asik Adaita Einu Asik Adaita. Rashi learns, or really, why are you Potter B'dinei Adam? Rabbeinu Yeruchim holds your potter b'dinei adam like the Miri, because it's not a ruach mitzuyah, even though it's asik adaita. And the reason why it's chai b'dinei shamayim is because it's asik adaita. Rashi says the only way you can get potter b'dinei adam is if it's lo asik adaita. So that's machlokes number one. Do you have to make it lo asik adaita in order to make it potter b'dinei adam? Once Rashi makes a lo asik adaita in order to make a potter b'dinei adam, he's stuck. So why you chayev b'dinei shamayim? So Rashi has to make an ukimta that he did it kidei, he did it in order to cause a hezek, which Tavik, the tzara that kidei shetarva adreka, which Tavik's beferi says that's not the case. The case, Tavik says you did it to help the guy by the cover, and Rabbeinu Yeruchim is clearly lo asik adaita. You obviously didn't do it for that purpose. So the according to the Taisus, Rashi makes in Ukimta that you did it for, and that the only time that you're chayev, and it's according to Rashi, the only time that you're chayev kovev komoso is if you did it with malicious intent. Well, according to everybody, Taisus, you're chayev even without malicious intent. It's totally zebizet. According to Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that's asik adaita, so you're chayev even without malicious intent. According to Rashi, that's lo asik adaita, you're only chayev with malicious intent. And then they have a third machlokes by what happens when it's lo asik adaita and you have malicious intent, which is going to be argued in the case of Omer by the Seich. In other words, Rashi has to argue with the Taisus Kisui, and Rashi has to argue with the Taisus Lechavre. Those, he has to argue with both. It comes out that it's connected.
Doesn't that make Rashi have a stira minei rei? Because well, if he says kidei, then that he has to malicious intent, then if you take away that malicious intent,
you'd be potter.
Even if you did it on purpose.
Right.
Even if you were asking
Adaita. Excuse me, that by definition, even if I died, it's low asking Adaita.
If you knew that.
If it's asking Adaita, Rashi holds you'd be chayev b'dei adam. Rashi holds that in order to make you potter b'dei adam, you have to make low asking Adaita. If it's Asay Gadaite, immediate Asay Gadaite, you be Chai B'day Adam. That's the first step. So Rashi argued Rabbeinu Yerukim on step one. What makes Pati B'day Adam? Rabbeinu Yerukim says Pati B'day Adam is Tam. You don't need anything. It's not Ruach Mitzuya, you're Pati B'day Adam. There's a myriad of different reasons, whatever. Rashi says in order to make Pati B'day Adam, you need Midi D'lo Asay Gadaite. Machloek is number one. Once Rashi says it's midi lo asay gadaite, so now we have a problem. Why are you chai b'day shamayim? So Rashi has to make an ukimta that because you have malicious intent. According to Tosfos, excuse me. No. According if it's midi lo asay gadaite.
He did it on purpose.
But it's lo asay gadaite. So you're still, according to Tosfos, since it's asay gadaite, you don't have to have malicious intent. But according to Rashi, you had to make it a case of lo asay gadaite, because only by making it lo asay gadaite do you succeed in getting pater b'day adam. So therefore, you had to say that the reason why you're chai b'day shamayim, because malicious intent. So he has to make a new kimta that the kovev kumaso is by malicious intent. And then he also has to mechadish a new hashkafa. Then if you have malicious intent, even if it's lo asay gadaite, you're chayiv, which is against Tosfos. Tosfos says that if you're a lo asay gadaite, sover shlo yishma lo, I don't care if you have malicious intent.
That's by definition asay gadaite.
No. Instead of saying that it's Asian.
Maybe.
In order for that hashkafa to make sense.
Right. Tosfos only said it by the Talmud case.
I'm here, but I wanted to finish by 12.
Why can't you just say the G'day is because it's just for Dini Adam and it's the Havamina?
No.
Why can't you just say that that's really in the Havamina stage before they get to the point where it's Rini Mitzuya and really it's Midini Adam that you're saying you only Chayim
Midini Adam?
When you do it with malicious intent, you're Chayim Midini Adam.
You're not Chayim Midini Adam. It's your part of
Midini Adam. That's why the Gemara Gufa asks. The Gemara says, I, but he does it on purpose. He's doing it Midini Adam. He's Chayim Midini Adam. But only, and then there would be no
Steer and Rashi.
The Rashi
Rashi
no way to avoid it.
Doesn't even have that.
If you do it on purpose, that's Asay Gadaite. There's no way around it.
100%. I can light a fire outside your house.
If you're trying to burn it, that means you thought of it.
I'm showing you in Tosfos. It's the fairish, not like that.
Tosfos doesn't say.
No, but you can try and do something and it's not Asay Gadaite. Tosfos says the fairish. That I go to the guy and I ask him to testify that I'm not Asay Gadaite, that he's going to do it. But I ask him to do it because I'm hoping. People have dreams, aspirate, oh well, who knows? Maybe I'll be lucky.
So Rebbe, all that's coming out is if I want to burn down somebody's house and I light his house in a place where it's only going to be captured if it's Ruach She'ena Metzuya, and I do it the first night, according to Rashi, I'll be Chai B'din Neshamayim the first night. Because it's only going to burn if a Ruach She'ena Metzuya comes.
According to everyone, you're Chayiv Dei Shemayim. But according to Rashi, you're only Chayiv. According to Rashi, you're only Chayiv if you had malicious intent. According to Tosfos, you're Chayiv even without malicious intent. Because according to Tosfos, according to Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Havrei Asukei Adaite. According to Rashi, where it's low Havrei Asukei Adaite, so you're only Chayiv because you're in malicious intent.
Maybe the Havamin is by Metzuya, by Ruach Metzuya. And then it's then
malicious intent, and but both that was a possibility, you know?
It's always possible, right? It wouldn't be any private crazy if it's totally impossible, you wouldn't be a chayv, be an oinas, gomor. But it's a far fetched possibility. It's midi, Rashi says it's midi no asay gadaite. It's like Tosfos also says.
The guy didn't know the halacha by Talmud. Is it still chayv, kidei shamayim? That's what he says, right?
He says you should have known.
You should know.
Even you should know. You're a poshea. How did Asuga Adaite? You don't know the halacha. You didn't know, or you didn't stop to think about this possibility, whatever it is.
And by all cases of Asuga Adaite, it's still the same thing.
Right. That's what Rabbeinu Yerukim says at Beferish. Rabbeinu Yerukim and Tosfos are exactly the same thing. They're just talking about the two cases of Eish. Rabbeinu Yerukim is talking about the case of Eish when you're Koyfeis Komaso. And he says the reason why you're Pati B'day Adam is because of Asay Gadaite. But Chai B'day Shemayim, I mean, you're supposed to be Chai B'day Shemayim because you should have been Asay Gadaite. You're still Pati B'day Adam, Afal P'kei. And the same thing is exactly true by Tumen. The same thing. You're chai b'dei shamayim because havei asugei daite. But Rashi, it seems like the starting point is Rashi feels that you can't be potter b'dei adam without making it lo havei asugei daite. So therefore, Rashi had to go ahead and make it a lo havei asugei daite. Then, once it becomes a lo havei asugei daite, Rashi is stuck. Why is he chai b'dei shamayim? So he has to make an ukimta, which Tavis doesn't make that ukimta, that you did it maliciously. But the making the ukimta doesn't help, because Tavis says by the Shiris, that even if you malicious, you're still potter. So Rashi has to hold like the Shach, that if malicious, you're chayiv. So there's three machloikasim that are Tonei Zabizet. I wanted to have more fun. But I don't have more fun. Is that the Shach, Taifas brings a raya that the Shach is wrong, and the Shach slugs up his raya with an answer, and it could be that answer the Shach gives is totally on this whole thing.
I would say Tosus holds a sub and Rashi holds Onish.
That would be real.
Tosus holds a sub and Rashi holds Onish, and then you can do that.
According to the Mi'iri, if I'm Taifas at Shalikadin, you're gonna tell me that I tell everybody I know I was a very bad person. I grabbed it, and there was no Adam. Nobody saw me. I took his bicycle from in front of his backyard. Nobody saw me do it. I have it now in my house.
So you're over in Aver B'day Shema Adam, but
why am I over in Aver B'day Adam?
Because the day other, you're not Avi Taife. Okay, it could be you're Avi Taife. I don't know.
According to the Mi'iri,
maybe. That's
but
a shy.
What Tavis Hashkafa are we saying according to the Mi'iri? Right? We're saying that there's a different Torah in Shemayim.
That's what they say. That's how they explain
it. What's the Hasbro for why Grom Nizik and his Potter?
Because in Bezdin have a certain laws, what they're allowed, how they're allowed, to, how they're supposed to function.
I understood that Grom Nizik and his Potter. I thought it because we don't have any Makar in the Torah that tells us that Grom is Chayiv. You didn't do any Maisa Hezek. So that's why you're
But in Shemayim, you're Chayiv.
For what? I didn't do Maisa
Hezek. But in Shemayim, you're Chayiv. And if you don't pay, you're a Gazlan.
What did I do?
That's what he's saying. Because in Shemayim, there's a Chayiv, they're Mechayiv for Grama. I don't remember. He says this idea that in Shemayim has a different set of laws.
Who says it?
Sefer Chassidim.
And he brings this example?
He brings an example, a different thing, that he says, I think he said there, that if you steal something, so in Bidei Adam, you only pay Karen Kain Shagana. But in Shemayim, you have to pay what it would have been worth. So if I steal a chicken, and if I went to stow on your chicken, you would have 10 chickens. So he says, in Dine Shemayim, you're going to have 10 chickens.
It's grama?
Not grama, because it's a different type of a chiyah payment, because that's what you stole. Because that's what you stole. You pay for the different. So he says this idea. I think that's how they explain the same thing. That it's a different. The chiyah of hashav, the definition of how we work out the chiyah of hashav in Shemayim, uses a different cheshbon of how they work in Bnei Adam. They have a few cases like this. There's a thing about Shavat Taiva Maksar Flamaisa, and by Bidei Adam we never say such a thing. So they say someone, the Rosh Hashanah Klur, says it's the same thing. That there's a different.
Rosh
Hashanah
Klur says
that
I'm here.
No, I think Maksavat Taiva Maksar Flamaisa. That you would never say that by Bidei Adam in this world. Says that's a din in Shemayim.
I saw they bring down to Sipshan the Meiri that Bezdin doesn't have koach to mechayev, but that's mechayev a different pshat in why Grama's potter. If you say the pshat in why you're potter b'dinei Adam by Grama is because Bezdin doesn't have the ability, doesn't have the koach to be able to be
the Torah was never made a chiyev for Bezdin. When the Torah gave, it's like they say, it's like they say that right now we put out a vein of time filling. And we put in Rashi tefillin, and Yemos Mashiach, you're going to have Rashi tefillin. I mean, Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. So that means that the halacha in Shemayim, they're putting in Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, and here we put in Rashi tefillin. Lo b'shamayim. He and they have a different, okay, a different gather, a different Torah.
So I don't the exactly the here,
that's why no. You are not a shamayim.
How can this have a different
Torah? The Hashem made the laws. They're different court. You go to different courts. You have a court. You have a shayla which is nogeya to a guy went ahead and he poured milk into my choint. And there's a shayla in Hilchis Mazik and a shayla in Hilchis Kashrus. So the gabe Kashrus, we pask in Eidecha, Nema, and whatever, and it could be the treif. And a gabe Mazik, he's potter. Because Mazik, you need two Eidim. So we end up with a stira. In the court of Mammon, we say Vadai milk was important because we have you don't give Eidechon any zero Nemanis. And the court of Kashrus, the Eidechon that says, I saw him pouring milk into your Joint, he has full Nemanis.
Those rules are
so
set up in the Torah.
That means that the Torah has different courts. There's court of of Isser and in court of Mammon, and we're allowed to believe, we believe different things. And that's why that's something like Pagina Nemanis. So we did. So even so, what they say in the Miri, it's a Palgin and Din that the court in Shamayim has different halachas. So you are chayev this money. If you don't return this money, you're a ganav. It's mamish his money. It's mamish his.
That's gonna have a chalos in this world. How does that work?
That's,
how are you going to be postulated?
That's what the rules are. The rules are the rules. You can't change it. You don't like the rules. You can't.
I don't see them like the rules. I don't see any rakar for these rules. There's no rakar in the Torah for these rules.
This is only a din in these specific laws.
In the Ilkis, Chadisha of Geneva, there's some kind of thing that the Shara made. According, that's how they're in the mirror, that there's two. I mean, that's how this shot that I saw. I remember this from previous years. That's how they learn pshat. That there's different worlds. Well, Rashi doesn't like that. So Rashi learns that it's one world. It's just a lower. And then Rashi is easier. Chat is not two worlds. There's one world. Except that even though you're not chay and mamish in this world, we give you a lower chiyuv.
What does that mean?
It means you're sort of chiyuv. So if you want to do, if you want to get kapara, you should act that you're chayiv.
Oh, because it's not a real chiyuv.
You're not a real chiyuv.
Okay, that
You're quasi chayiv.
Is that you're not chayiv?
Right, but it's not like you spoke Lashon Hara. Of course you're chayev aus. Even when it says pati b'day shamayim, you're going to have to do tshuva because you spoke Lashon Hara. You had bad intention. You hurt the guy. But we're talking about a chiyev. It's a quasi chiyev moment. If you want to get forgiveness, you have to. You can't just. Let's say Acher Meiv Yashin and the guy dies. And you go to his cavern and you ask him mechila with a minion. You wouldn't get forgiveness. If you steal, you don't get a minion. You have to heishmas exeda. So the Chazon says this before, that here, if you want to get kapara, you have to return it. There's no asking mechila will not help.
What was that question in Rashi? Over here.
No, I just said some people learn pshat in Rashi that he meant that chai b'dei shamaya means like Lashon Hara, you did an aveira.
Yeah,
nothing to do, not a mum in a sick of thing.
Saying currently, right now, today. I did an Avera last week, and I did that Avera last week, I was over, I caught the hesitant. I did a very bad Avera.
Right, so I'm saying, but
today, do I have a Chiyuv right now to do anything?
So
on that, I have a Chiyuv.
So the question is, when the Gemara says, Pati B'dei Shamayim, so that would mean, Pashas, that even right now, there's no Avera, nothing.
Right, because the Avera happened 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago. The Avera,
If I punch somebody in the arm, so 2 weeks later, do I still have the aver? I punched the guy in the arm 2 weeks ago. I don't have the chiv now to do anything. When I burn your stalks 2 weeks ago, I have a chiv today to pay you back. Or else I'm still doing an aver now. I'm still not paying you back for the hezek I did 2 weeks today. My Shaheen came by the case of the punching. I punched you. I was over there very 2 weeks ago. It's okay for Fallon.
You gotta do it. So you do tshuva. You
gotta do tshuva. I'll do tshuva for you. Look, fine, I'll do tshuva. But until I pay the person back, it's nothing to do with that vera that I
okay,
did
so
back
you're
then.
Saying very similar pshat. You're saying that it needs a chiyuv mamonis.
It's not. It's no chiyuv mamonis. I just I'm constantly
The reason why you're constantly in a state of iser is because it has a mamonistic chiyuv. If it wouldn't have a mamonistic chiyuv, it wouldn't continue forever.
It's not a mamonistic chiyuv, it's an iser chiyuv.
No, if it'd be an iser, then it wouldn't continue. That's good by the point. When I speak Lashon Hara, it doesn't continue.
If I don't shake a lulav and esu, Bezdin, and I say, am I buying a lulav esu this year? So what's Bezdin going to do? They're going to take me to the back corner and say, you have a chiyuv to do it, okay, and they're going to beat me for my bet.
But
over here, Bezdin's saying,
when
you do
an aveira, it doesn't continue. It's only when it's a mamonistic aveira it continues, because you're constantly, that's the same thing. Because you're constantly not doing your mumminess obligation. If there's a mumminess obligation, so then you'd be right too. I think yesh b'chlal dvori dvorecha, because that the reason, the explanation for what you're saying is because it's a mumminess tikachiv. I was just trying to clarify, but that when Rashi says that it's that there's an avera, he means it's an avera of a mumminess avera. Because even by when it's Potter b'dei shamayim, there's still some aveira, but it's not a mumministic aveira.
I'm just saying, but it's the aveira back then.
Okay.
Saying,
and I think people would have naturally misread the answer that Rashi is saying there's an aveira. That means if it's Potter b'dei shamayim, it means there's no aveira and there's no einash, and I'm going to go scot free. Right. So I'm saying that's not right shot. That's just misreading the Gemara. Which kasha?
Tosas
and
Kesuya. That he left that Kodesh Baruch Hashem with the intention. So Tosas is the Chadish that it means that even on the Tzad that he had to be in the tent, but the Chadish is that he should have been asking a guy. So Rebbe's learning that.
According to Rashi, you're only Chayiv if you have bad intent. The Kamasha, the Gemara. According to me, the only time you're chayiv is if you have bad intent. Okay. Yeah, I don't know up here. But I assume that you have to. What?
Maybe that case is not
the case. I wouldn't want to say. I would like to assume that they're all paired up. The first step is. See if other Rishonim give other answers to type as a kasha, you know? That would be the first step.
Assuming that in all drama situations, according to Rashi, the reason why you're chayv din shamayim is because you have bad intent.
I know all grama. That's not necessarily all grama. By all the eish. The eish is not grama. It's not because of grama. There are two cases of eish. And there seem to be parallel. One is tamin and one is kisoy. And the Rabbeinu Yerukim and Tosis both say you're chai b'dei shemayim because havei l'asuke ha'dayte. Rashi says by one of them because you had bad intentions. So I would assume, just like Rabbeinu Yerukim is paranoid in both, I would assume that Rashi is paranoid in both. I would assume.
Is it shy to say, a little differently than what people were suggesting with Rashi, just different levels that
it doesn't sound like Rajas is a meeting. Meeting means it's a thing. Meeting that Osaka Daito. It's a thing that you don't think about. The Rashi sounds like that people don't, is that we don't expect, people don't think about this. If you that's what it sounds like. Meeting that this is a thing people don't think about. It. That's what it sounds like.
Based on the
fact that
Rashi said
Kiddush Tavu,
did Brother Rebbe
why
Rashi had to say
that
he had Rashi?
I tell you the truth, I didn't see the Rashi. I saw the Yeah.
That
it did bad because the Taisus clearly says that you're chayiv even when you didn't have bad intentions. So yeah, it was bothered. Why did Rashi make a new Kimta that you had bad intention? When Tosfos clearly says the case is without bad intention, hey, that was one of my problems. In other words, Right, there's clearly two machlekesim. I made three machlekesim, but there's beferish two. Rashi beferish argues Rabbi Yeruchim, and Rashi has clearly argued the Banim Taisis. So the Banim Taisis says you're chayiv without bad intentions, and Rashi says that you're chayiv only when you're mixing with kimta, you have bad intentions. So that's another machlekes. So I'm assuming that there's talis abizet. And I would assume that Rashi also has to argue with this thesis of Seicher, because why Rashi said we have bad intentions, we're no asik adaita, you're chayiv. Well, Taisis says bad intentions, when Sefer Shlo Yishmela, you're pater. So there are three machlekesim. It's just so nice that, you know, everyone's following a pattern in the Gemara. That the machlokesim are all interlinked.
Just to summarize a few machlokesim, one was the reason why you're pater b'dinei
adam. Right, as Rashi says, you're pater b'dinei adam because of asik adaita. The Miri gives a completely different reason. And forget it, the Rabbi Rokum says you are asik adaita, and that's why you're chai b'dei shemaya. Then you have to explain, so what is the case of chai b'dei shemaya? So Rashi says you had bad intentions. Javis clearly said you did not have bad intentions. And it's probably one cause the other, because Rashi needs that to explain why you're chayiv. And then when you put the hagufa, when you have bad intentions and no asik adaita, Javis says clearly you're pater. Because Javis says that by Omer, if it wouldn't be Seicher, if it would be Omer, you'd be pater. Even though you have bad intentions, because Sefer Shlo Yishmela, though. And Rashi, if we're reading Rashi right, that's just lo asik adaita, if you have bad intentions, and you're chayiv. So Rashi's arguing with that hashkafa of Taisis.
How does Taisis explain the chilek of tap by Kovit Kamosa between Ruach Mitzvah and Moshe Yitzvah?
Yeah, because Ruach Mitzvah, you're chayiv b'dei Adam. Let's say it was like the Miri and the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that in order for age to be age, you need a Ruach Mitzvah. So even though it's asik adaita, you should have been asik adaita. That's why you're chayiv b'dei shemayim, just like by tamim, because you should have been asik adaita. But in order to have a din eish is a special gzeiras hakasa. If you didn't do it, the wind did it. In order for the wind to become part of your ma'isa, it has to be a ruach mitzuya. Only Torah only made a ruach mitzuya part of your ma'isa, not a ruach shena mitzuya. But the Miri says that but that's what they explain. It seems to say not because of asik adaita, even though it's asik adaita, if it's a ruach shena mitzuya, it's all right. Right, now because Chad is, it becomes like you. Otherwise, it's not me. For it, he did it. Why are you blaming me? It's the ruach did it. So in order for the ruach to be like you're shooting arrows, you know, the ruach is you're harnessing nature. That was the lashon. I mean, there was a pilpush or something about that. Harnessing the air, right? Pushing the air, no. So you're harnessing the air. So that has to be on the level of Ruach Mitzuya. That's how they're learning. That was like someone out. I knew the other guy's going to come. It's not me. You can't make it me. You only make it me if it's a Ruach Mitzuya. That's how they would learn. But Rashi's not like that. Rashi's field, what's the day? Ruach Mitzuya, Ruach Shem Mitzuya, you're harnessing it. Therefore, Rashi had to say, no, I'll ask a good day.
Do you really get involved in that aspect about that Rashi holds that it's Adam Mazik as opposed to Ish?
No, I didn't get involved. But not so clear, because many people say Ish is also Adam Mazik, right? Ish Yomishim Chitzo. Ish Yomishim Chitzo is in Machlekes, Ish Yomishim Chitzo, Ish Yomimino. So if you hold Eish and Mishim Chitzo, then Eish is also Adam HaMazik.
That I didn't remember. Eish and Mishim Chitzo, it holds that Eish is really Adam HaMazik.
That's what Chitzo means. Chitzo means it's you.
So what's the Mazik of Eish?
It's a form, the Torah is Mechad Eish and Yerchai, it's a type of Adam. Adam Mishim Chitzo means it's not Mamay, no, it's Chitz. Chitz is, if you shoot an arrow, that's Adam HaMazik. So Eish and Mishim Chitzo means it's in the realm.
Rashi makes a point of saying that it was in by Ruach Mitzuya, Harib Yadayim Hivir, Medina Adam Bechai. You did it via Daim. It wasn't. You mamish, you stuck the guy's stuff inside the fire.
That fits into Eishu Mishum Chitzo. That fits in very fine. It doesn't necessarily mean more than that.
So, okay, so I don't know what the extent of Eishu Mishum Chitzo is versus regular Adam Mazik, but if a person. We know that Adam Mazik has higher standards than the other Mazikim, then for sure than any of the Mamun Mazik. So
it's different. You're chayim more on other.
You're chayim more for those things. So yeah, therefore, even if it's going to be, even if it's loas agadaita, so the mice, if you were mazik,
this is you be a dime. Type it's coming. You did it be a dime. You covered the thing. Everything here is you doing it. When you in the case of Tubman, who no one did it. You did it. You covered the fire. That's definitely be a
that wasn't your fire.
But again, the hezek is the covering. You did that be a dayim.
That's a grammatica hezek.
No, the hezek is that's covered. The hezek is that's covering. Right. Gets a din
tamid. That's not active hezek.
Oh, the hezek.
This is mamish. You stuck the guy's stuff inside somebody else's fire. There's no. What's the? It's barely even grama. So the only thing that's making it not chay b'dine adam is the fact that it's ruach sheinu mitzuya.
Okay. All right, but I don't think Rashi. I don't think. You know, you're asking if you're a chiddush in Rashi. I don't know if you're, I don't know if anyone would disagree because that might just be eshu shemchitza.
Right. I mean, the way because Rebbe was saying that the pshat in Rashi would be that the reason why you're chayiv is because of the malicious intent. I had the kasha when we were learning that it seemed like a stira that you're kadesha devar versus on the other hand it's loas agadaita. So I didn't know what to answer to that. So I was assuming that the reason why Rashi would say you're chayiv is because if you do hezek via dayim even if it's loas agadaita,
Rashi adds this thing that kedet aver.
Right.
Adds
I was stuck on that. I don't know what to do with that. Like a stira, right? You're saying that's not a stira. You
see, Taiva says the same thing, and Rashi, Taiva Gora says right. It. You have it by the seichel. I go ahead and I tell the guy, he says it's better to Taiva. Omar Potter, the other Sarah Shlayishmelo. So if it's Sarah Shlayishmelo, why'd you tell him? you're not playing games. And in the Gemara's case, you actually spend money. And the Gemara says, I can say. So you mean that people do such things? People buy lottery tickets. You know, you buy a lottery tickets, you also don't think you're going to win.
Right.
You buy Chinese auction.
Would the Meiri be bothered by this Tosfos's question? Our first Meiri, the Meiri that's holding that there is a halos b'dinei adam that you're going to be pasul la'edus, would he be bothered by this question of galiv yadu alamakom lamaniskavin? So, what's his question? His question is that who cares what your intention was? We're dealing with chay b'dinei shmaim anyway. Okay, well, according to the Meiri, it has a nafkamina b'dinei adam whether you're pasul la'edus. So would the Meiri not be bothered by that question?
I don't know. I didn't think about that. It could be. I hear. I don't know. I do suspect. But I just didn't want, that the two sugyas they merge. And because in Rashi, it's very likely that Shitasa that he's learning. Yes. That way he's